what is the manner in which a teacher should relate to a student? For any of you who have been in my office, you would notice that I have several photographs around the room. Pictures of family and friends, and actually many of you. I always put up pictures of our congregants if you send me one, or pictures of congregants' children or grandchildren. You'll come in and see the collage. But there's one picture that people always seem to dwell upon. It's a picture of me at my rabbinic ordination. I'm dressed in the long black robe, and I have right next to me an elderly man. And people always say, oh, that's so nice. Is that a picture of your grandfather? I said, no, it's not a picture of my grandfather. Or they say, is that a picture of your great uncle? I say, it's not a picture of my great uncle. I have in my office a picture of one of my beloved teachers, Rabbi Neil Gilman. Rabbi Neil Gilman is one of the greatest teachers of philosophy and theology in the conservative movement. And when I entered rabbinical school, I knew that I would certainly gain knowledge in Jewish texts. I knew that I would gain strength in my pastoral skills. But what I did not realize is that I would truly acquire a rav. I would acquire a rabbi, a teacher. What's beautiful about this particular teacher, about Rabbi Neil Gilman, is that he gave me and continues to give students the confidence to become teachers themselves. What I learned from him is that that is what the essence of a true teacher is all about, helping students see the teacher within themselves. Let me give you a few examples of what Rabbi Gilman does with his students. Instead of sitting in his office during lunchtime, he comes down to the cafeteria and chooses a new student almost every day and asks them to share their story. Rabbi Gilman likes to tell people that his office is unlocked, that his door is always open. And while many of us have heard that phrase before, that the door is always open, his is literally always open. It's always unlocked. So whether that's safe or not, what it means is that students can come in and out of his office asking him for bits and anecdotes about his life. But more than that, he counsels, he advises, and he listens. I had the great pleasure of being his research assistant. And while that really translates usually into filing and organizing, what it meant is that I had someone who would constantly listen, who was constantly there to be my rabbi. And by the time I was done with my 6 years of rabbinical school, what he taught me is what I said at the beginning. He taught me that I had the confidence in myself to be a teacher, to be someone who advises and counsels, but most of all, who listens. There's a tradition that's taught by Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, which is found in the Talmud. And he asked the question, why are the words of Torah likened to a tree? Why do we call the Torah our Eitz Chaim Hi, our tree of life? And he answers with the following analogy, with the following mashal. He says, just as a small shrub in the forest, if it's lit on fire, it can spread to the greater forest and take down greater trees. So too, with lesser scholars, when you find a spark of Torah within a student, within a scholar that you might see of a lesser stature, that spark of Torah can ignite knowledge and understanding in the greatest of scholars. Each one of us, as the Kutzker Rebbe said, is called a Torah. And we have the potential to unlock sparks of understanding and knowledge in anyone who is greater than us, anyone that we see who has lesser knowledge or greater knowledge. Each one of us has the chance to not only learn from our scholars, but also to learn from our students. That is the lesson that I took from Rabbi Gilman. It's the lesson that he continues to teach to his students to this day. Rabbi Gilman has since retired, but he still comes to the seminary 3 or 4 times a week just to meet with new students, just to meet with people who might not be ready to say that they are a teacher. He is a truly beloved scholar, a mensch, and my Rav. And again, what I've learned from him is that each one of us has a teacher within us. And although we can learn from the greatest of greats, sometimes we have to look at our own students. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that you have to have the profession of being a teacher. Each one of us sitting in this congregation is a teacher in some sense and has a student in some sense. If you're a parent, you have a student. It's called your child. If you're a mentor in your profession, you have a student. It's one of your mentees. Wherever you are in this world, you have your own cohort of students. And you may find that the greatest teaching and the greatest learning comes from them. Shabbat Shalom.